Jeremiah chapter 18. We pick it up in verse 1. Father, we ask that you would sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. In Jesus' name, amen. Jeremiah chapter 18, beginning in verse 1, the word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, Arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause you to hear my words. Then I went down to the potter's house, and there he was, making something at the wheel. And the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again into another vessel, as it seemed good to the potter to make. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, O house of Israel, can I not do with you as this potter, says the Lord? Look, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are you in my hand, O house of Israel. The instant I speak concerning a nation and concerning a kingdom, to pluck up, to pull down, and to destroy it, if that nation against whom I have spoken turns from its evil, I will relent of the disaster that I thought to bring upon it. And the instant I speak concerning a nation and concerning a kingdom to build and to plant it, if it does evil in my sight, so that it does not obey my voice, then I will relent concerning the good with which I said I would benefit it. And the point is this: God can treat people or nations however he sees fit. And of course, he is always controlled by his love and his sense of justice. But God does not need anyone's permission to do anything. The good news is that since God is holy, he always treats us by his rules of justice and goodness. If we do evil, we will be punished. If we repent, God will forgive. 11. Now therefore speak to the men of Judah and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem, saying, Thus says the Lord, Behold, I am fashioning a disaster and devising a plan against you. Return now, everyone from his evil way, and make your ways and your doings good. And they said, That is hopeless. So we will walk according to our own plans, and we will everyone do the imagination of his evil heart. Therefore, thus says the Lord, Ask now among the Gentiles, Who has heard such things? The Virgin of Israel has done a very horrible thing. Will a man leave the snow water of Lebanon, which comes from the rock of the field? Will the cold flowing waters be forsaken for strange waters? Because my people have forgotten me. They have burned incense to worthless idols, and they have caused themselves to stumble in their ways from the ancient paths, to walk in pathways and not on a highway, to make their land desolate and a perpetual hissing. Everyone who passes by it will be astonished and shake his head. I will scatter them as with an east wind before the enemy. I will show them the back and not the face in the day of their calamity. No one with half a spiritual brain or half a brain in general will knowingly trade something good for something bad. But God's Old Testament people did. They left obedience to God and lived like the devil. They suffered as a result, but they wouldn't repent. They were miserable. And yet they love their sin too much to quit and be happy. That's what happens when sin gets a hold of a person. becomes the master. And it's a miserable master that makes people miserable. And yet there's this draw to it. The sinner is chained to their master, the sin. 18. Then they said, come and let us devise plans against Jeremiah. Yeah, like he was the problem. Kill the messenger because you don't like the message. It's like beating up a paper boy because your favorite baseball team lost. And it's written in the newspaper. For the law shall not perish from the priest, nor counsel from the wise, nor the word from the prophet. Come and let us attack him with the tongue, and let us not give heed to any of his words. Give heed to me, O Lord, and listen to the voice of those who contend with me. Shall evil be repaid for good? For they have dug a pit for my life. Remember that I stood before you to speak good for them and to turn away your wrath from them. Therefore deliver up their children to the famine and pour out their blood by the force of the sword. Let their wives become widows and bereaved of their children. Let their men be put to death, their young men be slain by the sword in battle. Let a cry be heard from their houses when you bring a troop suddenly upon them, for they have dug a pit to take me and hidden snares for my feet. Yet, Lord, you know all their counsel, which is against me, to slay me. Provide no atonement for their iniquity, nor blot out their sin from your sight, but let them be overthrown before you. Deal thus with them in the time of your anger. Jeremiah was trying to do the people a favor by telling them to repent. But he might as well have been talking to a wall. They wouldn't listen. They wouldn't do what was in their own best interest. They wouldn't repent. Instead, they punished the prophet for telling them the truth. Chapter 19. Thus says the Lord, go and get a potter's earthen flask, and take some of the elders of the people, and some of the elders of the priest, and go out to the valley of the son of Hinnom, which is by the entry of the potsherd gate, and proclaim there the words that I will tell you, and say, hear the word of the Lord, O kings of Judah and inhabitants of Jerusalem. Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, behold, I will bring such a catastrophe on this place that whoever hears of it, his ears will tingle, because they have forsaken me and made this an alien place, because they have burned incense in it to other gods whom neither they, their fathers, nor the kings of Judah have known, and have filled this place with the blood of the innocents. They have also built the high places of Baal to burn their sons with fire for burnt offerings to Baal, which I did not command or speak, nor did it come into my mind. Therefore, behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, that this place shall no more be called Tophet, or the valley of the son of Hinnom, but the valley of slaughter. And I will make void the counsel of Judah and Jerusalem in this place, and I will cause them to fall by the sword before their enemies, and by the hands of those who seek their lives. Their corpses I will give as meat for the birds of the heaven and for the beasts of the earth. I will make this city desolate and a hissing, Everyone who passes by it will be astonished and hiss because of all of its plagues. And I will cause them to eat the flesh of their sons and the flesh of their daughters. And everyone shall eat the flesh of his friend in the siege and in the desperation with which their enemies and those who seek their lives shall drive them to despair. Jeremiah gives notice of the coming desolation of the land of Judah. And they will not be able to run from the wrath of God in that day. Their only hope is to escape. The only hope that they have to escape, if they want to escape, is God's mercy. And that will only come through repentance. Otherwise, everything that Jeremiah said here will come to pass, because it is the word of the Lord. Hideous things, eating their own children. And you know what? They ended up doing that. 10. Then you shall break the flask in the sight of the men who go with you, and say to them, thus says the Lord of hosts, even so I will break this people and this city as one breaks a potter's vessel, which cannot be made whole again. And they shall bury them in Tophet till there is no place to bury. Thus I will do to this place, says the Lord, and to its inhabitants, and make this city like Tophet. And the houses of Jerusalem and the houses of the kings of Judah shall be defiled, like the place of Tophet, because of all the houses on whose roofs they have burned incense to all the host of heaven, and poured out drink offerings to other gods. So this was just a part of their daily routine. Idolatry. Using the homes that God so graciously gave them to live in to do terrible things. Then Jeremiah came from Tophet, where the Lord had sent him to prophesy. And he stood in the court of the Lord's house and said to all the people, thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, behold, I will bring on this city and on all her towns all the doom that I have pronounced against it, because they have stiffened their necks that they might not hear my words. Their hearts were made hard to the word of God by their own sin. You know, when you get to the place where you think killing your own child is good, if it's done as a sacrifice to some so-called God, you are a lost cause. If you are that far gone, you are a lost cause. And that's what God is saying. I'm going to do it. I'm going to punish you. You've gone beyond the point of no return. They filled the land with the bodies of those they sacrificed, so God will see that their own bodies are spread across the land on the day of judgment. Chapter 20. Now Pashur, the son of Immer, the priest, who was also chief governor in the house of the Lord, heard that Jeremiah prophesied these things. Now, this officer was responsible for law and order in the temple. Okay? Well, we'll see. Verse 2, then Pashur struck Jeremiah the prophet and put him in the stocks that were in the high gate of Benjamin, which was by the house of the Lord. And it happened on the next day that Pashur brought Jeremiah out of the stocks. Then Jeremiah said to him, the Lord has not called your name Pashur, but Magor-Mizabib. Magor-Mizabib, which means terror on every side. His name change was a symbol of what was going to happen when Babylon came and struck Israel as punishment from God. This smart aleck leader, security officer in charge, his name will be called Terror on every side, because that's what's going to happen to him as well as the rest of the nation. Verse 4. For thus says the Lord, behold, I will make you a terror to yourself and to all your friends, and they shall fall by the sword of their enemies, and your eyes shall see it. I will give all Judah into the hand of the king of Babylon, and he shall carry them captive to Babylon and slay them with the sword. Moreover, I will deliver all the wealth of the city, all its produce, and all its precious things, all the treasuries of the kings of Judah, I will give into the hand of their enemies, who will plunder them, seize them, and carry them to Babylon. And you, Pashur, and all who dwell in your house, shall go into captivity. You shall go to Babylon, and there you shall die, and be buried there, you and all your friends to whom you have prophesied lies. Pashur, beat Jeremiah, and then put him in stocks. Jeremiah didn't say a word. He showed great restraint until God put words in his mouth. That's when the prophet spoke up and delivered the words of judgment from God against Pashur. This guy thought he was so tough. Well, like his new name implies, he's going to be filled with terror when he understands that he has offended God. 7. O Lord, you induced me, and I was persuaded. You are stronger than I, and have prevailed. I am in derision daily. Everyone mocks me. Poor Jeremiah. Man, he had a tough job. For when I spoke, I cried out. I shouted, violence and plunder, because the word of the Lord was made to me a reproach and a derision daily. So much for being popular with the masses. If you're a faithful preacher, huh? Jeremiah was anything but popular. Then I said, I will not make mention of him, nor speak any more in his name. But his word was in my heart, like a burning fire. Shut up in my bones, I was weary of holding it back, and I could not. The only thing worse than preaching the word of God and getting beat up and persecuted and threatened for doing it, the only thing worse than preaching the word of God was not preaching the word of God. That's a fact. That is a fact. If you're called by God to preach the word, you're going to be miserable if you're not doing it, regardless of what the consequences might be for doing it. Better to endure than to not obey God. If you're called to preach, I'm telling you, the urge, if you will, is that strong. The determination is that strong because it comes from the Holy Spirit. The gifts and the callings of God are without repentance, the Bible says. So Jeremiah couldn't hold back as hard as he tried. 10. For I heard many mocking, fear on every side. Report, they say, and we will report it. All my acquaintances watched for my stumbling, saying, perhaps he can be induced. Then we will prevail against him, and we will take our revenge on him. Poor guy, even his friends turned against him. But the Lord was with me as a mighty, awesome one. Therefore my persecutors will stumble and will not prevail. They will be greatly ashamed, for they will not prosper. Their everlasting confusion will never be forgotten. But, O Lord of hosts, you who test the righteous and see the mind and the heart, let me see your vengeance on them, for I have pleaded my cause before you. And then he says, sing to the Lord. Praise the Lord, for he has delivered the life of the poor from the hand of evildoers. Jeremiah, as we have seen, he wanted to quit. He tried to quit, but he couldn't without being miserable. It was not fun, but it was a holy job. And even though it was difficult, Jeremiah found strength knowing that he was obedient to God. 14. Cursed be the day in which I was born. Let the day not be blessed in which my mother bore me. He wishes he could go back and just rip his birthday off the calendar, because then he never would have been born. 15. Let the man be cursed who brought news to my father, saying, a male child has been born to you, making him very glad. And let that man be like the cities which the Lord overthrew and did not relent. Let him hear the cry in the morning and the shouting at noon, because he did not kill me from the womb, that my mother might have been my grave, and her womb always enlarged with me. Why did I come forth from the womb to see labor and sorrow, that my days should be consumed with shame? And I had a pastor tell me that when you're in God's will, it's comfortable and everything is smooth. And I said, what kind of Bible did you get that nonsense out of? And you're pastoring a church? Jeremiah was miserable in the will of God. And so was Jesus, by the way, the night he prayed in Gethsemane and the next day on the cross. But they were both right smack in the middle of God's will. Chapter 21 next time.